Indiana schools received nearly $3 billion in federal coronavirus relief. It's an unprecedented infusion of money that is supposed to foot the bill for educators to make up for the instruction students missed during the pandemic. But it's often hard to find out how local districts are spending the aid. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay spoke with reporter Dylan Pierce McCoy about why the public knows so little.
School districts have faced a lot of new challenges during the pandemic, and now they're finding out students have new educational and mental health needs. The federal government responded by giving schools an unheard-of amount of aid in the pandemic stimulus bills. How are Indiana districts using that money?
Districts are required to spend a portion of the federal stimulus to help students recover from the instruction they missed out on because of the pandemic. It's common to use it to pay for summer school and tutoring. The Geary School District used the money to extend the school day by an hour. We've also seen schools hire new staff. I visited a school earlier this year that put two teachers in many classrooms. One of the notable things about the federal funding, though, is that it's really flexible. Many schools have given stipends to staff and teachers for the extra work they put in last year. Some places are using it to repair aging buildings.
If parents and community members want to see how their schools are using federal aid, where can they find that information?
Well, it could be hard to find out much, to be honest. Districts have to post plans of some of the aid, but those plans aren't consistent. Take Anderson Schools. The district will get close to $40 million. It posted a plan on its website that's essentially a list of areas they might spend the money. None of them have cost estimates. And one of the items is summer programming and or after-school instruction. Looking at that document, it's pretty hard to tell what Anderson is prioritizing. A spokesperson for the district says that Anderson has given updates at school board meetings, and it'll continue to do so. I asked why it didn't include details on how much it might spend on priorities, and he says it's because Anderson leaders are committed to taking their time to ensure funding is spent effectively. But Marissa Little, who is a member of the Anderson Teachers Union, told me many people did not even know the schools were getting a flood of federal money for months.
There's been a real lack of transparency and a real lack of planning when spending the dollars.
It has taken a lot this year to keep schools running. Publicizing this federal funding and getting input on spending decisions is another burden on administrators. Why is it important for parents and community members to know how they're spending federal money?
School administrators do have a lot on their plate. And one reason experts say the public doesn't know more about this money is because it's come really quickly at a time when districts are in crisis mode. But this kind of funding burst is remarkable. And it could really matter for students. The public needs to know how districts spend the stimulus so people can push schools to use it wisely. The pandemic hit some communities much harder than others. And this federal money is supposed to help vulnerable students, like those who are homeless or from low-income families. Without public information, we don't know if that's how districts have used it.
Are there school districts that have made more information about how they spend this money public?
Definitely. One school system that posted a lot online is South Bend. The district has a dashboard that shows how it plans to spend the federal money it receives and how much it has spent so far. I spoke to Karima Fowler, who's CFO in South Bend Schools, and she says she wanted to show the district's commitment to helping students who missed instruction.
There's a lot to be done, but we really do have an opportunity right now with these funds. I think every district does have an opportunity to not only fill the gap, the learning loss gap, but how do we reimagine education for our students in Indiana?
Fowler says even if people don't use the tools it has, putting information online helps the district build trust.
Thanks for explaining this, Dylan.
Sure thing.
That was Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay speaking with education reporter Dylan Pierce McCoy about a surge in federal funding coming to Indiana schools.